This ASAP podcast is brought to you by Team Builder, the online strength and conditioning platform for coaches and their athletes. Team Builder.
This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts, and I'm in West Lafayette, Indiana today at the Football Performance Complex on the campus of Purdue University. It's Boilermaker Country today, and I'm with Justin Lovett. He's the Director of Football Strength and Conditioning for these Purdue Boilermakers. He's been here for a couple years now. He's starting his second year. Coach, welcome to our podcast.
Well, welcome to West Lafayette. It's a pleasure to have you here, Ed.
You know, I've been looking at some of the pictures on the internet and seeing a few videos here and there. It was important for Athletic Strength and Power ASAP to get up here and take a look. Here we are.
Well, honored that you'd come here. We're very proud of this facility. It's 18,000 square feet of football-only facility. It opened the second week of training camp last year, and we haven't had a bad workout yet. Once our kids walk in the door, they can get into whatever they need to get into based on whatever their needs are. So if it's strength and power, we got you locked in. If it's some twitch movements, but yet you can't exactly use both hands on the bar because you got dinged up, you might have played Michigan or Northwestern last week, we got it figured out. If you want to apply your strength quickly and power development in a variety of different ways that are not necessarily traditional, we got you figured out. So it's a great room. It offers versatility, and our kids love it. And we're very humbled each day we walk in here because we know it took a lot of coaches' sweat and tears and a lot of players' blood, sweat, and tears to make this happen over the course of the past several years, and administrators too. So this is a dream come true. We happen to be lucky enough to reap the benefits of everybody else's hard work, and we're trying to make it pay going forward.
This place is definitely an eye-opener, Coach. I'll tell you, Justin, when I walked in, I mean, you basically get floored looking at it all. It's eye candy. It's you got the whole thing going. Can you tell us a little bit about your thought process, what went in when you really wanted to put all this stuff together?
You know, being in a weight room is in your DNA if you're a Boilermaker. And growing up in Ohio, which is in the same region as Purdue, watching Big Ten games on TV, I always had an affinity for that type of ball because, you know, when I grew up, it was hit you in the face. These dudes were big, tough, and the stereotype, typical Boilermaker was just big, gnarly. It was a guy that you didn't want to get in a fight with. So it was important to us to bring that sort of image to the weight room on a daily basis. We wanted something that would stand the test of time over the course of 20 years. You're not going to see any fads. You're not going to see any colors fade. Everything's black on black. It's got an industrial look. The racks are Sornex. We like the racks because they're versatile, and Sornex is a innovative company. So if they create something, it's going to retroactively fit the rack. So the other pieces that we selected were cherry picked off of the very best of Powerlift, Hammer, Cybex, Rogers has to offer, and we weren't handcuffed to any one vendor. We picked the best lines for our kids. Kaiser, Black Iron Strength, you name it, we grabbed it because the best fit for the kids is what we were after. So, and nobody can tell the difference between what's what. Everything's black on black. Even the ink on the bumper plates, it's black on black. So the player comes back in 20 years, it's going to look the same in terms of what's there, even if it is replaced because of wear and tear. It is what it is, and it's built to stand the test of time, and it's built to look like it was here forever.
Yeah, so if a guy he's kind of dinged up or whatever from a game, like you say, you know, you can't squat heavy that day because your hand's messed up, you could do belt squats, I guess, you know.
Correct, yeah. We have several pit sharks. We have a safety squat, Mastiff bars from Powerlift fitted on Sornex racks. Kaiser, some of the power equipment with the power runner and the power squats are awesome. Sometimes our push press, our movements like that have... We've worked those on the Austin leg drives. We have six of them. So we like to consider ourselves linemen. Everybody's, you know, we've got Speed City too. We have a lot of speed developments, emphasis in our program. But in the weight room, nobody has six 24-foot Austin leg drives that you can work on a daily basis and take your field work into your weight room. So we want to develop these linemen as a fast clip because everybody knows that if you build a team inside out, you're going to be all right.
And you guys, Coach, you're right in the middle of spring ball. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with that?
Yes.
As far as your training and how you incorporate that into you know, it's kind of like in season.
Correct. Coach Brom does a really nice job. He's a former pro player himself, so he gets it. He wants his players to feel good. He wants his players to be able to bend and use their power and strength that they develop on the field. It makes no difference if a kid can squat 600 pounds, but he gets blown off the ball by somebody 100 pounds less than him. So it's our job to try to blend a little bit of what they do in the weight room with what they need to do on the field for their coaches. So Coach Brom has us, this is week 5 of spring ball. We practice every other day. And on days we don't practice, we lift. And so this allows us to keep attacking and making gains. Now, some guys have to back off because according to the GPS and the reps that we're seeing on the field or the intensity of the reps, that they're repped out. So we have to back off and put them in a holding pattern until they can find their spot to counterpunch or attack. But for the most part, our roster can continuously attack through spring ball, and that's the way it is in season two. And Braun really takes care of us in terms of our team, how we feel, rep and volume and intensity management. He's wonderful to work for. He's not going to grind us up to a pulp. He's going to keep us fresh mentally and physically. So it's a dream for a strength coach because we can take our shots. And so this is really week 5 of spring ball. But going into it, we had 6 weeks of winter. So this is week 11 for us. So we're working with some heavy weight, culminating Saturday, 12 noon spring game. So we're excited about wrapping this whole thing up.
Excellent. And then, with your groups, do you have like 2 or 3 groups, and how many players are in each group, and how do you set that up?
We really have. That's a great question. We break our team down into a multitude of different ways. We have 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, noon, and 2 groups on lift days. So we want 4 lifts a day. And within those lift groups, we pull out specialists, we pull out quarterbacks, we pull out line, offensive defense linemen, and some selected defensive end combo, which is tight end, running back, linebacker, and then skill, which is wide receiver, DB, and injured or modified, and also development players based on the time of year. So we cut that group 7 different ways and allow those kids to come in 4 different times a day. So our group size with 5 coaches, and we've got one of the best strength and conditioning staff coaches in the country, we might have 6 guys per strength coach, which is beautiful because we believe in coaching kids, not managing large groups. We want to coach them up because one defensive end might need more strength and mobility. The other defensive end might need some twitch and some application of strength in terms of power. So within the same group, the same coach can meet the kid where he's at, not just put the kid through whatever he has on paper. We firmly believe in evolution, so meeting the kid where he's at and changing our program to fit what the kid needs, not necessarily what we want or in theory what works best on paper, because as you know, it takes all kinds to win ball games, to finish healthy, and the name of the game for us is to keep him out of the training room and give Coach Brom what he wants in terms of production, not just put 600-pound squat records on the wall. That doesn't interest us.
Well, with Coach Brom's emphasis on this total program, and then you guys made a heck of a change last year, and what happened with the record, your total football win-loss record jumped up there, and this thing's turning around. And then with this, coupling this new training center that you have, it's all going to roll now, isn't it?
We hope so. It was very beneficial to us to make the bowl, number one, to finish strong like we did, number two, and get an early attack on 2018, number three, with all the bowl prep. I mean, that's 3 to 4 weeks of extra weight room time, extra practice time to develop your young guys. I think the positive momentum finishing 4 out of the last 5 weeks with a win was tremendous for our program. It shows that we're trending in the right direction. It's a testament to what I said before, where Coach Brom takes care of our team and backs off when he needs to back off on the field. And he'll tell me, hey, get after him in the weight room. I'm going to take periods off. I'm going to cut this down. You need to get after him in the weight room. And it's been, so we're strong at the end of the year. And that's purely a testament to Coach Brom, because not every coach gives you that opportunity as a strength coach. You're kind of hanging on for dear life and hoping things go well. And after a 26-period practice, you just don't know. And that's a testament to Coach Brom. I think over the course of his career, this is 4 years now, I think he's 20 wins and I want to say 2 losses or 3 losses after October 29th since he took over as head coach. And all that's telling you is that, everything's working together at the end of the year. And you win championships at the end of the year, and so we're going to figure out a little bit better way to start faster and develop our kids smarter as we go along to fit what his roster is supposed to look like. So we're going to keep attacking and try to continue those trends.
Coach, you know, obviously I'm not a lineman type of body type, but let's say, you know, I was a 175-pound defensive back. I'm a 17, 18-year-old kid coming in here to be a Boilermaker. How am I going to bulk up to 190? What do you got as far as it sounds like you got the total strength program going, but how am I going to put the pounds on?
Well, first thing you're going to do is meet with our dietitian, Lauren Link. She's tremendous, and she's responsible for taking your DEXA scan, figuring out what you need in terms of vitamins and minerals, what you're missing from your current diet, and how she can meal plan individually every single meal, every single snack for you to have a coordinated plan of attack for nutrition. Right after that, you're coming to us. We're going to screen you. We put you through Fusionetics movement screens to find out if you have any imbalances, any injuries we need to know about. After you get set up with that, we're going to put you in our development program. If you can tolerate the development program, which is 4 to 5 days a week, straight lifting and field work, we're not just lift only or field only type of program when you get here. You're going to go to Coach Love, who's Dennis Love. We got him from the Denver Broncos. He won a world championship ring as assistant strength coach. You said you're a DB, so Coach Love works with our skilled players. He's in charge of Speed City, so he spent some time at, that's what we call it around here, I guess, Speed City with Coach Love. He spent some time at Clemson. He was 11 years there and spent 4 years as a strength conditioning director at Clemson on the Olympic side. So, you know, Coach Love knows his how to teach kids to put force in the ground, how to bulk kids up in the right way, not just bad weight, not just turning them into robots, but building good strength on them so they keep their fluidity and their mobility in their hips. So that's what we're going to do. That's our plan. It's you get with your dietitian, you hit the developmental group with all your strength coaches, then you get pulled to do some work with Coach Love and our other defensive backs and wide receivers. And that's, then you're well on your way.
Mm-hmm. Now, Coach, do you guys do meals here out of this football complex, or do you guys just do some nutritional shakes and things like that?
Well, we have the ability to do so. We have the ability to feed them here, to cater in food, to make food here. Their training table is at a dormitory on the other side of the stadium, so it's nice. It's kind of at their dorm where they all live, first and second year players. Oh, yeah. And then they also have meal plans where they can hit any campus eatery, wherever their class is, in between classes. So they use us as fuel stations for the most part for breakfast. In some cases, if they choose to come to an earlier lift and they fill up their backpack with whatever they want as snacks in between their big meals. So we do have the ability to feed them here, but we still have training table at this time in their campus dorms.
Coach, you mentioned the National Football League and the NFL Broncos, as a matter of fact. I understand you did some work with the Denver Broncos in the NFL.
Yes, Rich Tootin gave me, he didn't have to, I was a high school teacher for 4 years and strength conditioning coach, and I was cutting my teeth at the high school level and planned to be a high school coach forever. My wife was a high school health teacher and special ed teacher and taught in the same high school and built a house in Aurora, Colorado, and Grandview High School is our home. And we had some success at the high school level, and I volunteered for Rich Tootin and just to learn from the best in the business. He had won a couple Super Bowl rings with LA, and just volunteered my time at Dove Valley, and one thing led to another, and it turned into a job at UTEP for Kirk Davis with the football program, and that led to coming back to Denver, and Rich Tootin offered me the opportunity to be an intern, and I took advantage of it. I learned everything I could with no expectations at the end of the rainbow. I just thought, man, if I get to learn from Rich Tootin and be a part of the franchise like Denver, I don't care what happens at the end. I'll be all right. And at the end of that internship, they offered me a full-time job. And Coach McDaniels, that was his last year. And Coach Fox came in there and with Mr. Elway, and they gave me a chance to stick around for a second year as a full-time assistant strength conditioning coach. And that really set the tone for being able to work with developmental players at the high school level, teaching Olympic movements, being able to fit your program based on people's needs, be it a senior or a freshman, and then working with elite pro players, because those guys are very similar to high school players in the sense that some pro players come to you from mid-major schools without much attention or direction in their weight room, no fault of their own. It's just a budget situation or where they're at, and they don't know what a power clean is. They don't know the correct technique on a front squat, but yet they're in the NFL, and you need to help them figure it out so they can stay in the NFL. Whereas other places like Auburn or Texas A&M or Purdue or Ohio State, these guys are Georgia. I was at Georgia for a couple years. These guys are coming to us at the Denver Broncos as ready-made dudes, and that you can plug and play. So those guys are going to need different attention and different programming, and you need to adapt to those guys in a blink of an eye, or you'll get tuned out, and they'll seek somebody else privately to get them what they need. So it was just a perfect situation for me to learn from Rich Tootin and apply some of the things I had learned at the high school level working with freshmen. So it was a great experience for me, and helped cultivate the kind of coach that we're still trying to be today at Purdue.
So as a high school teacher and coach, and here you are, you're the director of football strength and conditioning for the Boilermakers.
Right.
I mean,
it's good times.
How cool is that, man?
Yeah, and you know what? It feels natural because, you know, talking to these high school coaches and talking to these high school kids, it feels like I'm...
Right, yeah.
I was one of you guys, and I still actually plan to be... I have no business being in college football or being in a National Football League because I had no business being there because I had no plans to be there. It just kind of happened. So I feel like I have a connection with high school coaches. I love to talk at high school clinics. I feel like I have a connection to our young freshmen coming in because it's their first time away from home. And I understand what it was like when they were training and yearning to get out and do bigger things in college football. For me as a high school strength coach, I would leave all the, you know, the snatches and the complex movements. The smart college coach, he can take you there. If he wants to teach you all these fancy, I'm going to teach the basics and leave something on the table for your fancy college strength coach. And now I get to be the fancy college strength coach that, you know, some guys poured his heart and soul into teaching this kid how to hinge his hips and execute a perfect clean pull, but he hadn't taught him to clean yet because he hadn't got the elbow mobility that he needs or the shoulder mobility that he needs. And, you know, so it's just full circle. So it feels great.
You know, what are the biggest differences that you see, you know, transitioning from professional to collegiate level?
The biggest difference, and, you know, we have, I bragged on Coach Love a little bit. I wanted to brag on Dominic Reno, too, because all of us have the same background, former pro coaches that are now coaching in the NFL or coaching college football. Dominic Reno was a strength coach of the New York Giants. He's got a world championship ring with Jerry Palmieri. And so we all see the same things where the guys in the NFL, they're usually one rep guys where you can tell it to them, you can show it to them, or you can put them in a position to feel what you want them to feel and they get it. There is no second rep or second strategy of how to get a guy to do what you want him to do. In college, sometimes it takes you a while to figure out how your young athlete learns best. Is he visual? Does he need to see it on paper, read it? Does he need to hear it? Do you need to build him up through this progression to tie into the next progression? So it just takes a little bit of time to figure out how your athlete learns so you can push his appropriate button. In the pros, it's learn it and do it, or get out of the way because somebody behind you's got it and we don't have time for you to take 16 reps of doing the same thing. You got to go. And if you can't go, you're out. But that's cutthroat in the NFL. And so it's nice. It's helped us grow as coaches, all three of us, to figure out, man, this guy's a hard egg to crack. We got to figure out the best combination for what fits this dude here at Purdue. Then it was a little easier at the pro level because it's like, do it this way or just move to the back of the line. I ain't got time for you. Here's an all-pro coming by, and he needs to get right, and I don't have time for you, rookie from wherever you're from, undrafted. I mean, it's just a different atmosphere, and I really like it here because here we don't distinguish we don't distinguish by, you know, your paycheck. We don't distinguish if you're a walk-on or a scholarship guy. We don't distinguish if you are a specialist or a quarterback. We're going to treat you the same, love you the same, coach you hard to get your movements down because we want success for you on the field and off the field. There's a much more holistic component here at Purdue, because these kids are riding with us, and they're not just traded to the next franchise. And I'm not bagging on the NFL. I love the NFL. I think it's great, and it's the peak of the profession. But we really enjoy, all three of us, myself, Dominic Reno, and Dennis Love, enjoy the college football, how we can interact with these athletes and get them to hold on to something going forward, because they might be future high school coaches, college coaches, strength coaches, or just dads that are helping their sons. And so that's where it's at for us. That's great.
What's the who's next on the Boilermaker schedule? Who's that first game?
Northwestern, and they beat us pretty good.
Oh, Big Ten game open.
Yeah, and so they're coming to our place. We went up there last year, and it was a good old school Big Ten contest in the cold and the drizzle up there on a hard field, and you know, so a lot of us have been thinking about that game all year, and you know, strategically planning ways to improve what we need to improve on.
Ross-Ade Stadium.
Yeah, to match up a little bit better with them this time. Ross-Ade Stadium, correct.
Yeah, it's going to be hopping that night.
That's right.
Coach Lovett, we really appreciate, Athletic Strength and Power appreciates you spending some time with us today, giving us the tour, letting us snap a bunch of pictures and show the world that Purdue football is a big change. This room that you've got here is incredible.
Well, I appreciate you coming down. It means a lot. Athletic Strength and Power, come visit us and put us on the map, because we follow what you do, and it's important for our profession and young coaches out there to check out what's going on, because that's how I learned and was in high school coaching and looking what the big boys were doing through podcasts and websites like yours and organizations dedicated to putting out good, solid information for coaches, by coaches. So appreciate you, Ed. Come down here and visit us.
Coach Lovett, he's the director of football strength training here at Purdue. The Boilermakers are in good hands. Coach Brahm's got it all rolling, and we wish you guys the best of success. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you, sir.
This ASAP podcast is brought to you by Team Builder, the online strength and conditioning platform for coaches and their athletes. Team Builder.